Simpson's there.
Judy, we don't need, Judy's here.
No, it's a...
She still has to record it.
Now, the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. This is the Winchester Town Board meeting of, what's the date? April 27, 2021. Thanks for coming. We'd like to start out with the Pledge of Allegiance led by, what the hell, Judy.
I love it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
That was funny.
Roll call. My name is Robert Mikes.
I'm Judy Siegel.
I'm John Delabos.
It's Ken Dayton.
Patrick Becker.
Okay, all present. And staff.
Victoria Bonin, Secretary.
Beatrice Martinez, Clark County Commissioner, Sager Bloom's office.
And then Sammy Riel, Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you. Okay. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices.
Working on it.
And take all private conversations outside of the room. And from there we go to, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. We need approval for the minutes for April 13th meeting.
I move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
And approval for this agenda tonight.
I move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, informational items. Other than the one listed here, do we have any other items?
No other items.
Okay. And for the one listed here by the county, I'd like to delay that towards the end after we take care of the regular business, if that's agreeable. Thank you.
I'm me.
All right. Planning and zoning, item number one. VS210085, Resorts World, Las Vegas, vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Resorts World Drive, located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Sammy Davis Jr. Drive within Winchester. The applicant present.
Yes, sir. Greg Borgal here for Resorts World. I do want to go briefly over where this is, but to make this easier to think about, we're going to ask that it be held to a future date because one of the reasons you held it last time was to work with Public Works. And when I'm done with my story, the answer is we're still working with them. But I'd like to get it on the record because, among other things, it relates to the second item on the agenda. So this vacation and abandonment request resulted from the fact that the Public Works people required the dedication of what is now called Resorts World Drive, and was before that under several other names, here, right across this bulb you see here, to connect to Las Vegas Boulevard. Las Vegas Boulevard's here, Sammy Davis Jr.'s here. This is now Resorts World Boulevard. So that's the location of the property. So this area right through here was dedicated when the street was proposed to go straight into Las Vegas Boulevard at an angle. Subsequent to that, the Public Works required the predecessor here to dedicate the road in a different manner to bring it in so it meets Las Vegas Boulevard at a 90-degree angle. And it has been assumed all along that, therefore, this would not be needed by the county, and Resorts World applied for vacating this strip that was thereby created and abandoned, and would, you know, landscape it and so forth. Upon meeting with Public Works, who recommended denial of the item, we were told that they really don't want to give this back to us right now. There may have a use for it. For example, maybe there would be a landing pad for a pedestrian crossover. And so we're deferring to that. But just so you know what we're talking about a really hopeless, I have one for everybody, a really hopeless, useless parcel, unless Public Works can find a use for it. It is an odd shape, isolated in the middle of this bulb. It doesn't even encompass the entirety of the bulb. It's a strip right through the bulb, which frankly we'd rather landscape. But that's where we are, and we met with Public Works, as we said we would, and Dennis Cederberg said, you know, I don't know, I might need it, and so we're not going to give it back to you. And therefore, the next question was, when will you know about this pedestrian system that you want? And the answer was, I don't know that either. And so we're going to ask you to put this on hold with no date certain. We'll do the same thing at the next level so that when it is ready to be brought back, we'll have to pay a re-notification fee. And whatever date that is, it'll come back to you, I'm going to say automatically, but in the ordinary course. But I wanted you to understand what's happening here and why we think it's a good idea to vacate it. It is like a principal entry point to this part of the property. And so we want it to be nice, whether we do it or Public Works does it. And if it's needed for a pedestrian crossover, then it's needed. But for today, I would ask on that one that you hold it for no date certain, with the understanding that we'll do the same thing at the next level, and it'll be held, and they will inevitably require re-notification because it's going to take a while, and it's being held with no date, which is fine. And we'll bring it back when Public Works, and I guess we, agree on how it's going to be handled. So with that, I'm done with that item, and I'm ready to go on to number two, but I should wait for a motion on number one to be held.
A motion for the item to be held.
I second.
All in favor?
Okay, there's a motion for the item to be held, which was requested. So all in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Thank you. And if you want to introduce number two, ready to go.
I'll read number two for you. It's, I'm sorry I said that. UC-01-043 Resorts World Las Vegas use permits for the following: allow primary access to accessory uses, day club and food trucks from the exterior of the resort, and all deviations as shown in the plans on file. Deviations for the following: landscaping and screening, and two, all deviations as shown per plans on file. Design reviews for the following: 1. Modifications to an approved high impact project. 2. Modifications to a resort hotel, Resorts World, and all associated and accessory uses, including retail sales, restaurants, nightclub, day club, entertainment areas, recreation areas, public and back of house areas, and other accessory uses currently under development. And 3, all other proposed accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 86.9 acres in H1, limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the south side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive and on the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester. Is Greg present?
Yes. Again, Greg Borgel for Resorts World. The good news on this item is that you have seen substantial and approved substantially all of this in the past. This item really was generated primarily because there have been a number of changes over time. That's why you've looked at this project so many times.
No kidding.
And approved it, as all changes go through. And I guess, not to put too fine a point on it, it had gotten out of hand for staff and, I suppose, everyone else, knowing exactly what the plan now was amongst all those plans that had been presented for consideration and approved. So what this does, basically, is, with a couple of exceptions, just bring together what you've seen before and put it in context so that the whole thing is capable of being looked at and analyzed and viewed with one application, not referring. If you turn deep into your agenda there, you'll see the number of applications that this has been before you and the Planning Commission and the County Commission. And so what this really does, mostly, is pull together what you've already approved and gets it in one place so everyone will know this is the approved plan. That's the heart of it. Now, there are a couple of things that are new. None of them are, I think, a great moment. But first of all, this is the first time that it's been discussed that this day club down here, you would be capable of entering it the same way you can at the beach club at across the street at Encore. That is, you don't have to be living in a room on the project to come to the day club. You can pay an entry fee and you come to the day club. That was never called out before, so that's called out as your use permit to have a day club with a separate entrance, not through the casino that's up here. That's there. That's number one. Number two, it talks about, well, first of all deviations as shown for plans on file, that's a general saving clause. We don't know of any deviations here on file that haven't already been looked at and approved, so we're not sneaking any in there. That's in case something wasn't understood, it's covered by that language. And that gets us to the landscaping deviations. And the short version is this. Here are the landscaping plans at various points on the property. And the only thing that's new about this that I think is worthy of comment, although it's nice to know I have a whole list of plants and so forth, you're welcome to go over in detail if you want. But the thing that I think is perhaps material is that here, what's called in the Spine Plaza, and just for the record, I don't know why, but what the Spine, this is what's called the Spine. This is the retail mall, if you will, on the property. And it's called the Spine for no more reason than that's the architect called it that. In that area, among other things, Public Works is coming in, or thinking of coming in some cases, with pedestrian protective measures, bollards and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're everywhere.
And so, to allow for that, this, and that would be here, in this phase, this portion of the property in front of the Spine, there used to be trees here, and those trees have been brought back to here, making room for bollards or whatever Public Works needs to do.
Okay.
And so that's a deviation because in the code, the trees belong between the sidewalk and the pedestrian realm and the traveled way. Well, they aren't there, they're here. Okay, so that there's that change. And then, let's see. Well, if I'll put it up in whatever detail you think's appropriate. But the front of the Spine had detailed architecture, as you might suppose. It's the front of the building. The end of the Spine here did not have that detailed architecture. It was basically a plain frontage. It now has detailed architecture to match the rest of the building. That is it in terms of what's really happening. I have lots of exhibits for you, and the architect spent a lot of money producing them, so I'll be happy to go through whatever level of detail you wish, or if there's something in the staff report you read that you want to explain, that's why I'm here. But that in the heart of it, is where we are. We've brought together all the prior approvals. We've defined that this would be, you could go there without being a resident of the casino or hotel, and the landscaping has been adjusted where appropriate, and the trees have been pulled back, and they are no longer potentially in the way of security measures.
Is there no way to have the trees and the bollards
living
harmoniously together?
Well, first of all, you're getting pretty close to the edge of my area of expertise, but basically no, because the bollards, unbeknownst to the traveling public, they're all linked together underground with a steel connection. And so there's therefore no place to put a tree. There's places to put shrubs, and that will happen.
Root issues, too.
You'd have trees that wouldn't flourish and bollards that would start to tilt because the roots were getting at them. And so that's...
Can you do that demonstration again with the tilting bollard?
Before we go any further, let's have the audience. Anyone in the audience that wants to make a comment on this so far? No? Okay, then let's go back to the board.
Can you do the tilting bollard again?
Say again?
Can you do the tilting bollard again?
Oh, would I do the tilting?
I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, do you have any renderings on how this... proposed repurposed shipping container plaza is going to look? Good. Can we see those? Because I was just trying to visualize this, and I'm having trouble figuring out how that looks with the Resorts World, with the strip property. It looks sort of like I'm thinking would be on Main Street or downtown or... Fremont or something like that?
The answer is it will basically be back in the day club area.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not exactly on the strip, and I know it's generally on the strip.
Well, that's what
it's for the benefit of the day club area. Let's see what we have here. This is, by the way, I forgot one. There'll be a manned information booth now.
Right. It's up by Circus, right?
Up here.
Up by Circus?
Yeah, up there. And that's these elevations. Let's see what other elevations I might have.
Well, we can look at those two, because I was going to ask about those two.
Okay.
It's the only part that seems like it isn't really been, designed, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, well, this is a picture of a food truck and a, quote, repurposed container, which would be a service area for the food trucks, which will be brought into the day club area here, so they won't be out here in that sense on the strip. I mean, here's the pedestrian realm, here's the new landscaping, here's the additional landscaping, so they'll be here in the plaza where the day club can, the people at the day club can come out to a food truck when there's a special event.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the board?
My second question. It talks about a central plant that's 4,000 square feet. Is that a misprint?
No, that's about right. Why? What did you think?
Well, 4,000 square feet is tiny. I mean, that's like half, less than half the size of my last house.
I think.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's tiny.
I guess I would say.
For a central plant, what it's called.
It sort of doesn't take account of the fact that a lot of what would have been central plant activity is taking place here.
Right, that was what Boyd Gaming built originally.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes,
and
sir.
So, a lot of things that would have been in a central plant,
yes,
starting
sir.
With a giant Nevada Power Service Center.
Yeah, it's a big chiller.
And is built in with the parking garage. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that figure is accurate. It's all
so it's like this, like sort of like subplant almost, like.
I think that's fair, because obviously we're going to run off the Nevada Power Plant that's in our back door.
Right. Okay, thank you. That answers my question. I'm done.
Any other comments from the board?
No, sir.
Greg, okay. Just real quick, when is it supposed to open? When are they?
Soft opening will be June 24th, and it won't be a very soft opening. It'll be like 80% open at that point.
Wow.
And the big opening that we'll be advertising, I'm sure, in Los Angeles and elsewhere, be the July 4th weekend.
Wow.
But my advice is, unless you're invited particularly, don't come, because Public Works is shutting down most of the strip that entire time.
Oh, wow. No, I see it every single day. There's so much more progress.
So we're not...
So which one are we invited to?
I haven't been invited to any of them, and you're with me so far. if you are invited, whichever one is the invitation, I would give serious thought to coming some other day.
I have a motion to approve with staff.
I second.
Recommendations.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
I have much of the rest of the agenda, but I have a suggestion that item 3 might better be heard after item 5, because they go together. And that way, whoever has item 4 won't have to listen to me continuously for the next little while.
Okay.
And then I'll take that advantage to get some of these boards out of here.
Ah. Okay. I'm good with it. How about you, sir?
What did he suggest we do?
He wants to have us here 4 now and put 3 and 5 together because they're kind of related and he has to present them both anyway. So it's just sort of an organizational moment.
So we can listen to 4.
Yeah, we can listen to 4 and then do 3 and 5 together, which he feels would be, they're related. Is that okay, sir? Is that okay?
No, we can do 4. We're going to do 4.
Yeah, I know.
And he's going to come back and do 3.
Yeah, there's somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be too quick. He needs some time.
Let's go with 4 then. Ready?
Yes.
Item number 4 is UC21-0135. Dash Highland Partners LLC for use permit for the following. 1 is outside dining and drinking on premises consumption of alcohol from a service bar, and waiver of development standards for reduced parking in conjunction with an existing restaurant on a 0.5 acre portion of 1.3 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use overlay district. Generally located on the northwest corner of Capella Avenue and Highland Drive within Winchester. And the applicant, I see, is present.
Hi, David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is Roland Smoke Restaurant. I'm guessing maybe a few of you are familiar with it. It's been open since about 2012. They finally have decided to start adding some alcohol to the menu. So the first request we're making is for the special use permit for the consumption of alcohol on the premises. The second request we have is to have a little bit of a patio up front, if I could pass.
Oh, we love pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be an additional 264 feet. The reason we're requesting the waiver development standards for the parking, we've already been open since 2012 with all of the parking, and it hasn't been an issue for us thus far. However, we're adding an extra 264 feet, or the applicant is adding it, so we're asking for approval for the waiver in regards to the additional space.
Where would that be on this picture, sir?
That would be, this is the patio. It's already fenced over.
Okay, so
it'll be right by the front door. So it's
marked off but not in use yet.
Correct. Well, candidly, it's been in use for some period of time before
but no
they
alcohol.
Submitted the application.
But no alcohol.
With no alcohol.
There you go. Correct. Okay. Thank you.
So they redid it. We didn't. It initially wasn't fenced properly. They've gone forward and fenced it, and it adds 3 extra tables to the.
Even though I don't see anyone in the audience, we have to allow them the opportunity to speak first. Ryan Dean Nunn, go ahead, the board.
I'm done. That's my question.
It's really good food.
Is it? You been there?
Yeah, it's really good food.
So is he.
Full liquor or just beer and wine?
I think it'll just be beer initially.
That lets me out.
Yeah, yeah. Need some wine in there.
Yeah, gotta have wine.
So. And they might. I know from the drawings where the kegs will be, they just didn't say for the wine, so those would just be in the fridge if they had them.
You have wine barrels, the same difference.
Any comments, Judy?
No more comments. I have a motion if.
I have a question about the parking. Why? So the parking's being reduced, parking spaces?
It's not being reduced. The request is being made again by the applicant because we're adding the additional space. Okay. But it hasn't been a problem. They get a lot of their businesses from tourists with a little proximity to the strip.
Sure.
And again, their dinner is usually the busiest time, and the businesses next to them are closed during those hours.
When I read it, I thought you were taking into the parking lot for
the space.
Okay. And we have a motion.
A motion to approve.
I second.
Staff conditions.
Staff conditions.
Okay, there's a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you want, I'll take the pictures or leave them with you.
Okay, I'll keep mine.
You got it.
I'll save everything.
Now, are we going back to item 3?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because 3 and 5 are together.
Perhaps do 5 first.
Three
to
and
me,
five.
It makes more sense to do 5 and then 3.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not my agenda. So.
Oh, don't be mad at Spring.
No, those days are gone. I don't do agendas anymore.
Item number 3 is UC 21-0134, Progressive Casualty Insurance.
No, we're going to, I think he requested that we do item number 5.
This is 5?
Which is the Boulder Highway LLC. Build it first.
It's number 3 on my sheet.
Am I
No, they're both on Boulder Highway. 3 and 5 are both on Boulder Highway.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the wrong thing. My bad.
But 5 is the one that I thought should be heard first because it explains 3.
I can do 5, yeah. Okay. Item number 5 is DR21-0152, Boulder Highway LLC. For design reviews of the following. 1, a new vehicle sales and repair facility. And 2, finished grade in conjunction with an existing vehicle sales establishment on 7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway and the south side of Glen Avenue within Winchester. And I can see you.
Thank you. Break. This is Chapman Dodge. That is not currently in business. Came to you when I think you were all on Pandemia, and I don't think you ever actually voted on it, so I'll back up a little. It was approved previously for a remodel of the Chapman Dodge facility, which is actually at the corner of Glen and Boulder Highway. Boulder Highway out here, Glen here. It's that little shortcut you take when you don't want to go all the way up Sahara. So, and it's always been there. But the version that was approved, we took through the system, and like I said, I think you all may have canceled that meeting or something because it was at a kind of a critical time. But if you remember it, then that's even better. The bottom line was what was then presented was a remodel of all the pieces and parts associated with the operation of Chapman Dodge there. A sales building, a service department, a paint body shop, and offices and miscellany. And when they got down to sharp penciling it, it turned out to be easier to just knock everything down and start over. And that's where we are now. but they're the same buildings and the same uses that were previously approved, which is why it's on your agenda in item 5 as, I hope, a design review, because there's nothing new in it. Everything that is shown here was approved, and the public gets a lot of benefits out of it. By starting over, knocking down the same things that were there, but were in slightly different locations, it was like one of those projects that had developed over time, like Topsy, it just grew, and the pieces didn't exactly fit together. And doing it this way, they get new fire lanes, they get new driveways, they get better parking. It's just a better project. And from a public perspective, it's an all fresh built, current building codes, fresh paint, fresh everything. So it'll be a nice new building doing what the old buildings did, in which the old buildings were approved to do with a remodel that simply turned out when they penciled it out, it's costing just as much as taking down existing buildings and putting out nice new ones. So staff's recommending approval of the design review for this design. And the only thing that disappeared from here of substance is the paint body shop. Now, the paint body shop was on the southern part of the property. It was kind of isolated on its own and was basically in the way, not to say it too kindly. Getting that out of the way freed up the whole property and the parking. So we would ask that you approve it, subject to the staff recommendation of as a new design review for a sales building, a new service department, a detail shop, a photo booth, literally a photo booth to take pictures of how nice the cars look after they've detailed them, and a parts warehouse. So all the parts are there except the paint body shop.
Any comments on this item from the public? Anything from the board? No comments on the board?
I just have one question, of course, naturally. I always do. It talks about there's all these parking spaces, 345 parking spaces are provided. What are those for? I mean, those for car sales, or?
Well, actually, they made us turn in a map. Here I have it somewhere. Showing the problem with these car facilities typically is they don't really have enough parking to take care of their employees and their customers and their parking of vehicles for display, and it's all confused. And in this case, this one is not confused at all. It'll take me a minute to find that particular sheet of paper.
That's okay. Go for it.
Because it's shaded in, which makes it much easier to explain. So let me see if I can't pull that out.
So that number includes inventory?
Yes.
That's low then.
Yes. Well, now they have lease rights on the property next door for what I'm going to call dead inventory. Let me see here. It's much easier.
Might be deal inventory.
Yeah, this is for active. Aha! There it is. So staff required this because of the problem just described, and that shows you typically parking spaces for specific uses. Here's the customers, here's the employees, here's the display cars, and that's the different colors. So you ask what they're for? They're for all those things, except the, I'll call it dead storage, which is on a leased property to the east.
There's the license that applies to the map.
So that's my answer.
Well, that's fine. I was just, that's my first question. The second one, I'm confused about this grading issue.
Oh, yes.
I read this three times, and it's like...
That's become a point of serious concern to staff.
Yeah, 6 inches.
In this case, I think it's... I don't want to say frivolous, but on a fully developed parcel next to fully developed parcels, which have no grade problem, it's kind of an exercise in the obvious. But what has happened generally, and staff's here to comment, and I won't feel badly if they do, people have sometimes raised the grade on properties and caused a problem for the neighboring properties. So staff now requires that any new construction, and this is new construction, show out some distance from the property lines in every direction how the grade of this property relates to the grade of those properties and how it's going to drain, etc. And I'll yield to staff if you want to say more than that.
Not unless you have any questions.
Okay, because it's become a point of interest and a point of disinterest to the architects who say, what? It's a fully developed piece. What's to show?
No. So does the grade have to be altered then?
Well, the grade always gets altered when you do new construction.
Right,
for
right.
Some reason.
But I mean, is it altered to a certain specification?
The grade is not being altered significantly or in any way that causes any likely problem because it's in the middle of a fully developed area.
Okay. So this the 6-inch issue is dispersed
no issue.
Over is not is dispersed over a large
right
just blending with the neighboring properties
right
at a gradual grade
yeah that's right and it obviously has to drain they have to do a drainage study no. So a fair question but not really of great substance here
mm-hmm. That's fine I just want to know I'm the inquiring mind.
I'll move to approve with staff conditions.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
No number we're on anymore.
Now we go back to number 3, right?
Yes, indeed. And that?
You see 21-0134, Progressive Casualty Insurance. Use permits for the following, vehicle repair and 2 vehicle paint and body shop. And
waiver development standards for the following, a vehicle paint and body shop not in conjunction with vehicle sales. Number 2, service bay doors facing the street. Number 3, reduce separation to a residential use on 2.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 750 feet north of Desert Inn Road within Winchester.
Yeah. Okay, this is for the Cashman Dodge facility. Remember the missing paint and body shop?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Oh, we found it.
Right. It is down the street a few hundred feet, and therefore it is, quote, not on the same property as the dealership. Okay, we admit that, but we think it's kind of irrelevant that if it's a couple hundred feet away, it would have been a couple hundred feet away if it was on the same property. And this enabled them to do the expansion and make the other project so much better. If they had to squeeze this in, they would have had the same access, operational, et cetera, concerns that they eliminated by moving this down the street. This was, and still is technically, although it's, the escrow is about to close, I believe, the Progressive Auto building where they did minor auto repair and whatnot for cars that got in accidents.
For so Progressive Insurance?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's why it's in the name of Progressive Insurance. By the time when this is approved, it'll become part of the facility, the Dodge facility. So what they did is they moved it into this building. It was pre-built for the purpose. And they will run it as their minor paint and body shop operation. They are enhancing the landscaping, which something is required by law, but which staff points out is required. It's a very nice, good-looking, relatively new building, but the insurance company was done with it, and it sat empty, and so they're able to come back and reinstate the use of it and have it no longer be an abandoned property. And as I said, really very similar to the use that had been in there for many years, except that was insurance adjusting type work, and this is the rest of their work. And the staff conditions are fine, staff's recommend approval. They are going to enhance the landscaping considerably, as required by code, and in conformance with this plan, which staff has seen. I didn't put up the actual site plan because I thought the landscape plan was more informative, but here's the full plan that shows they have plenty of parking and whatnot.
Now, you said it's a couple hundred feet down the street.
Yeah.
Is there something between the Chapman existing and the Chapman new?
Yes.
And what is that, sir?
Well, first of all, there's the lot that they have under lease for their vehicles. And then there are two or three miscellaneous quasi-industrial buildings on other properties that they have no interest in.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Is this south?
Yes, this is southeast, south on Boulder Highway.
That's what I meant.
Southeast in terms of the cardinal direction.
Right, but south on Boulder Highway.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Any other comments from the board?
Is it adding bay doors on the front, or is it...
No, they're not adding any bays, but they're taking advantage of the bays that were there.
Okay, that's, I thought they were there.
Yes, you're right. They've, in fact, that's why staff viewed it really as an interior remodel as much as anything, plus bringing the landscaping up to code, because they're not making an obvious physical change. Paint up, clean up, you know, that sort of thing. We're not really building much at all.
It's a curb appeal thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments from the board?
No.
Anyone want to make a...
I move to approve with staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And thank you for letting me rearrange the agenda in a way that I thought made the most sense.
Oh, we aim to please. We aim to please, Greg.
If I had to do this one, I would have to back up to explain the best other way. So.
And our last item is ET21-40052. UC180328, Sherwood 2592 Investments, LLC, for use permit first extension of time to reduce front setbacks for a proposed motel. Waivers of development standard for the following: reduced parking, alternative landscaping, and buffering.
No one's here. What? I don't think anyone's here. Or, Greg, are you doing number six?
No,
I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't think so.
New deal, you still got to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we still have to read it anyway.
No,
go ahead, continue.
Not me.
Design review to convert an existing apartment building into a proposed motel, half an acre, an H1 limited resort area in the Sosa Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Sherwood Street, 500 feet south of Sahara. Is the applicant present? No. The applicant is not present, board, so our options are to delay this, hold it, or vote no, vote for denial, or whatever you guys... Yeah, right.
It looks like there's still time to see him before Board of County Commissioners meeting, so maybe we hold it till the next meeting versus denying it.
Do what?
Very nice of us.
Hold it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hold it until the next Winchester Town Board.
We're just gonna hold it.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna defend it for anyone who isn't mine. If you hold it, period, they have to pay a re-notification fee and they can't get back on your next agenda. So it really would be a courtesy to hold it to the next agenda, to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I move to hold this agenda item.
All right. There's a motion to hold this item until the next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And for clarification, what's the next meeting day? Thanks.
Beatrice will tell you. She's right there.
May 11th. I'll be here.
May when?
May 11th.
Oh, it's my parents' anniversary. They were still alive.
Let's go back up to the front for this informational item.
Mm-hmm. Public. You have it?
Are we ready to discuss the current phase of the Transform Clark County Master Plan and Development Code rewrite process? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whoever's doing it, go ahead.
John.
Yes. Yes. I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
Well, I've been the one that's been going to these Zoom meetings, I guess I'm kind of stuck. We've been going through a very laborious process for a number of months now. Sammy's been in on a number of the meetings, and I think Beatrice has been on a couple. And what we're looking at is updating Title 30, which is the code that governs many of the activities in the county that have to do with zoning and land use and other types of items that we would normally eventually hear here at this particular board. And it gets rewritten about every 30 years. It seems like that's been kind of the history. And so we're basically rewriting it. And we go through a series of meetings that look to refine the process so that it doesn't seem like it's such a gargantuan undertaking. We break it up into little pieces and we discuss each of those pieces in order to facilitate an overall approach that allows us to more critically assess what we need to do, what might need to change, and how we would do that. And we put out surveys for the public to respond to, and they do. I read 60 pages of comments on this item, and the people tell us things that concern them about each of six categories that it's organized under. And they tell us whether or not they want more rural preservation, if the development is in keeping with the complexion of the neighborhoods, about density, it has to do with spot zoning that they object to. In other words, like it's all of a sudden it's rural preservation and now you've got a convenience store. It's like, why? And so we're covering all those things in an effort to make this more comprehensive, i.e. comprehensive planning, and have it make sense so that people can review our documents as a county organization and be able to kind of take from that what they're going to be allowed to build and how they're going to be allowed to build it, and not turn this into a one-off for every project that comes up, so that the county isn't dealing with them like individual, different things always.
Perfect job for you, John. Perfect.
They follow a specific, a specific thrust of information that informs that particular topic, whether it's a zoning topic or a spot zoning topic or a land use or whatever. And then once we get through that, then we begin to firm up the things about each of these six basic categories that we feel will create a new Title 30 that we can then begin to write and have it be useful for the next 30 years. Does that sound like a fair appraisal so far?
Kind of, I think so. So really the purpose of today's discussion is we rolled out the draft area-specific policies for the comprehensive master plan. And previously, we rolled out the countywide policies, and we solicited feedback for those. John was involved in that. We had stakeholder meetings, board meetings, and again, so now we're at the area-specific policies. And so those should have been distributed to you for purposes of this conversation, because that is what we wanted you all to talk about today.
Now, is that distributed supposedly by me? Because I didn't know about that.
She emailed it to us.
Okay.
Interested.
Okay, I thought it was, but I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss a beat on responsibility here.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So if you have reviewed them, fantastic. And then I would say, please discuss. If you have not reviewed them, then what I would say is if you're not ready to do it now, you have a couple of options. You can do it independently and provide us your comments separately. We have an online open house platform that you can go and you can specifically drill down into Winchester and provide your comments, learn and provide your comments that way. Or you can, if you want, continue this discussion to a future meeting where you can talk about this as a group and maybe come up with either recommendations as a group or feedback as a group. So there's different options available to you.
Okay.
From the lack of discussion from the board, I think we might need a little more time to review the draft materials here. I'm looking at the email. I did receive it. I think everyone was copied on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that, obviously.
So, yeah, perhaps we can have a discussion at our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you, Patrick?
It does. I've reviewed it, but it wasn't helpful.
Well, now that's worth a comment right there. And
I reviewed it like three times. I still don't know what we're gonna even discuss about it. I don't know. So, but this is the first time I've learned of this plan as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's any changes or differences, I don't understand what those are. I tried looking at the map that talked about the different zoning. I couldn't tell. The map wasn't clear as to the boundaries of what they were.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the zoning is changing, which is more confusing than what is standard zoning.
Yes. So let me interject. We're not changing the zoning. What you're talking about for the map is the land use plan.
Okay.
So basic planning principles is the land use plan, the comprehensive master plan that we call it here in Clark County or Nevada, it has different elements, and those different elements are supposed to guide how decisions are made, how Clark County is supposed to grow, how it's not just about planning, it's about, you know, fire services and environmental protection and you know, community resilience and you know, redevelopment. And it also is a planning document, but again, it's planning for Clark County. So the comprehensive master plan, as John said, it hasn't been rewritten since it was first adopted.
It's 83 or 84.
Yeah, I think more than 30 years ago.
It's like 35 or 36.
It's the first time that we're rewriting it comprehensively. We have gone forward and we have done different amendments to the elements. Every 5 years we'll go and do that, just update them. You know, make them fresh, but we haven't done anything comprehensively.
I get that.
So we started that effort. We, as John said, surveys, feedback, the consultants did analysis of the current comp plan, came up with our area-wide goals and policies. So area-wide being Clark County goals and policies. And what they did too is they analyzed all the area-specific plans as well. So if you look at our current master plan, how it's laid out is we have a land use plan that has a bunch of goals and policies that apply to all of Clark County. And then we have the area specific plans that have some also goals and policies. A lot of them, to be honest, were repetitive of what was already in the land use plan. So we kind of cleaned that up. And we said, okay, everything that's area specific, it's just going to be in our general land use goals and policies. And so that effort has been done. So what's been left over that were truly area specific or taken from the surveys that have been done, the feedback that we got back, they have rolled it into these area specific goals and policies that if you look at the document, it starts on page 52.
And that's the one that combines us with Paradise, is that where?
Yes, because, and it doesn't.
That's what I didn't understand also.
Yeah, so right now, Winchester and Paradise is one plan. So we're not changing that.
Okay.
So Winchester and Paradise is one plan, even though there's Winchester and Paradise town boards. But it is one unincorporated town per state law. It's just divided into two groups for purposes of land use planning. So that's not changing.
Okay. That helps me understand why it was together. That's what they
Yeah, and what is confused, to that point, what confused me about it was when you turn the corner on Paradise off Sahara, it says you're entering Winchester Township. It doesn't say you're entering Winchester Paradise Township. So maybe we need some sign change too. Just saying.
again, there's still areas separate. Because this is Winchester and there is Paradise.
Okay.
But in terms
it's like
of
overlay state, over both of them.
Yeah.
So we're taking it like a unit even though they are separate.
Correct.
Got it.
I think this is, so for instance, let's just say the Northeast to me is a good example. So the Northeast, okay, the Northeast. But really what it encompasses, it's Moapa, Moapa Valley, Logandale, Bunkerville. So it has a number of different areas within it, but it's covered by one area plan.
Okay.
Different than Laughlin. Let's just say Laughlin is a one-to-one. Laughlin, unincorporated town, Laughlin, town board.
Basically consolidating those that are... You would be rewriting the same thing for all of them individually.
Correct, but we're not changing. So the unincorporated towns, the boundaries themselves are not changing. If you go online today, the Northeast will be the Northeast plan, and it has those different areas in it. If you go online today, the Winchester Paradise plan is the Winchester Paradise plan, and we're not modifying the boundaries within it. Again, it's one plan today. It just happens to be two different areas within that plan. And that's why we have a Winchester Town Board, and that's why we have a Paradise Town Board.
Okay.
So for our involvement, we're just looking at the Winchester Paradise segment
Correct.
Of this, okay?
Correct. And, you know, I think the first couple of pages will also help. It kind of sets the
intro sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. But yes. And really what we've learned through this process, too, is that it's an education process. Or an education effort, because a lot of people, we don't talk about the comprehensive plan very much. It's almost like, it's this document, yeah, when in reality, that is really what should be guiding decisions.
Yes.
You know, guiding, again, how we want to grow, how services should be provided. And so, it's not common that a jurisdiction will update the comprehensive master plan and the zoning ordinance at the same time, but we are. Because again, they've gotten so disconnected from one another that we want to bring them together. And we really want to start talking more about the comprehensive master plan, its goals. And then we also want to get into the area-specific goals as well for Winchester. You know, for Paradise. Granted, they'll be in the one plan, but again, it's one plan today. So when you read those goals and why we provided you not just with the area-specific goals and policies, but the general goals and policies that we previously released is, if you looked in the plan today, the Paradise Winchester, or the Winchester Paradise plan today, you'll see that there aren't as many policies there. Well, again, that's because we pulled out the ones that were repetitive, that really applied to the county in general, have those be applied countywide, and then left the Winchester Paradise to be just the Winchester Paradise specific goals and policies.
Okay.
So
now, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I think now that we have a better, because I read through and it was information overload on everything, because I couldn't understand what was, I don't want to say I couldn't understand, I wasn't certain what was just like supporting documents or background and what I needed to evaluate to ask questions on. So now that I know that, I would like to move we carry this over to the next meeting so that we have time to review and discuss.
Okay, and then what you, and just while I'm here, is you were also talking about the land use map and you know, looking at that, but calling the zoning ordinance or the zoning map. So again, we have two different maps. You know, that's why if you see a non-conforming zone boundary amendment or a conforming zone boundary amendment, it's because it's going off of what that land use category is. Except again, today, we don't really talk about what the land use is, unless somebody wants to use the land use to justify their zoning, but then other people use the zoning to justify, you know. So, yeah, that's why we want to bring the plans together. So the other document that we released for you to review is the land use categories themselves. So this is the first look at the land use categories. And for instance, right now we have, let's say, a general commercial category, and I'm really bad with specifics. A general commercial category and we'll just say commercial category. Well, in reality, they're not very different. So we want to combine those into one. We want to be smarter about our land use categories. And so when you take a look at not only the area plan, goals and policies, take a look at the categories that we released to, and we look forward to your comments on those as well.
Well, it's like the residential. There's like eight of them here.
Yeah, we tried to do a one-to-one to the residential, maybe be a little bit smarter about the lower density residential. Mm-hmm. But we didn't want to change the residential categories too much because we do have a lot of residential. And we didn't want to create situations where we're going to have subdivisions immediately not in compliance with the land use plans. Mm-hmm. But where we took a little bit greater of a liberty and kind of shaking it up a little bit are in the non-residential categories. But again, we want you to review those and take a look at them and provide us your feedback.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here because that made a really big difference in how to assess and focus, I think.
Yes, it did. And like I say, it was a lot of information to try to...
And I guess half of this is, as we've learned, it's been an education session.
Yeah.
But again, your area-specific policies, think about what you want for your area and if they're in there, right? And again, we're trying not to replicate what's already in the general goals and policies. It's not meant to be regulatory like a zoning ordinance, but it's, again, that vision, what you want to aim for, you know, maybe what you want to absolutely prohibit if you don't want any more.
Methadone clinics? Yeah.
Vehicle
Sorry.
Sales on Boulder Highway?
You or know. Okay. Yeah, there.
But again, it's kind of against the vision for Winchester for those rules and policies.
Okay, everybody finished?
Yep.
Yes.
We have one more thing, and that's comments by the general public. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant on the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken, and a matter not listed, and a posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell out. For the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comments?
I have a question.
You?
So the informational item, I apologize. Did you say that it was going to be held to the next meeting?
Yeah, May 11th.
May 11th. Yeah. Number 6?
The discussion on the transfer in Clark County.
Yeah. So that will be May 11th mm-hmm. as well? Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't know that.
We all have homework.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing anything that night,
come celebrate John's
anniversary.
We would
love to see you.
All right.
Thank you.
See what I can do to work my magic.
Thank you. Well, you know, because you've really been, it's been very, very helpful in focusing us. Because I've been doing this for a year now.
It's a lot of information. But again, and John's right. We are working on the zoning ordinance. That's next. That's coming down the road. But today, the purpose was the very specific goals and policies and just taking a look at the land use categories. So I apologize. That was my comment.
That's very good. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Next meeting will be May 11th. Meeting adjourned.